You're listening to Game Makers, a Ubisoft podcast. I'm Charles Adam Foster Simard. In this series, we're taking a closer look at the music and sounds of Ubisoft games, talking with the people who work behind the scenes to make the audio of our games come to life. Alan Johannes is a Chilean-American multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and producer. He's been involved in bands like Queens of the Stone Age, Arctic Monkeys, Eagles of Death Metal, Them Crooked Vultures, and many, many more. As you can tell, Alan has solid rock credentials. Alan and his collaborators Norm Block and Alessandro Cortini created the music for Ghost Recon Wildlands, which was released in 2017. For that game, the musicians were inspired by the game's open-world setting, a meticulously recreated version of Bolivia. Now, Alain, Norm, and Alessandro have collaborated on the music for the game's sequel, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, which was released in October 2019. In June 2019, I met up with Alain and Norm at the Los Angeles Convention Center in the middle of E3. We sat down in the quietest corner of the Ubisoft booth we could find to talk about their work making the music for Ghost Recon, which, as you'll find out, resembled more of a jam session than anything else. In this episode, you'll also get to hear some of the sounds that Alan and Norm talk about recording, and which were incorporated into the game's soundtrack by music supervisor Manu Bachet, audio director Ghislain Soufflet, and the rest of the game's audio team. So I'm here with Alan Johannes and Norman Block. So you both worked on the soundtrack for Ghost Recon Breakpoint?
Yes.
And also Ghost Recon Wildlands?
Correct, yes.
And can you tell me, because I know the process is a little bit different maybe from other composers or from other games, can you talk to me about the process that you used to write the music for these games?
I mean, basically there's a lot to do with improvising in the moment, but you know, we set up with Manu and Gislain's guidance from Ubisoft to... Like on Wildlands, there was a theme that was recorded, and because it took place in Bolivia, where there was charango and acoustic instruments, and there was a combination between that. So that we did like five sessions at the house, at my old studio, where I was playing everything. And then we went to another studio, and with Norm on drums and Nick Oliveri, that was in Queens of the Stone Age, and I was a member at 1.2, and Joey Castillo on drums. So two double drums, and then we basically sat around for 5 days watching footage of different environments and improvising based on a little thematic that we, you know, that I came up with at the moment. And that was how the entire previous soundtrack came to be, you know, like because it was contextual with Bolivia, so there was a lot of acoustic stuff and whatever.
So you're watching the footage from the game and you're just kind of jamming to it.
Yeah, they're looping the footage, the scene, and we just get into it, and Alan comes up with a key and a riff and a theme, and everybody just starts playing, and we get some direction sometimes. Sometimes it's just immediately, and then we're into it, and then we get the cut. And we're like, no!
Yeah.
We want to keep going.
We're just like having such a great time, like 10 to 15 minutes into a jam. They're like, okay, we got it, you know?
And so for you guys, it's like a party. It's like just jamming party with your friends.
And then basically we would do some layering afterwards. I would do a couple of like marker things, you know, because imagine you get an atmosphere and it's definitely like an action or a chase sequence or something. And then you just a couple of markers. So there's some thematic material that gives it like some structure for the listener and our own minds. Basically that was Wildlands. On this one, it was different in the sense that it took me, Manu, and Gislain maybe 2-3 months of experimenting with the textures that we were going to need. Obviously, a lot more electronic and kind of damaged and chaotic and dangerous sounding stuff. So with that, we kind of set the parameters for what the kind of sonic textures you were going to use. And then what happened is we got Alessandro Cortini on the electronics and modulars, and Norm on percussion and drums, and me on guitar, but lots of effect, and things were being fed into Alessandro's modular system and affected it. But again, while watching gameplay, and there was like, you know, the scalp facility, there was the prison, there was the you know, thematics for the ghosts and the wolves, and, you know, all the things that were kind of like having to have their own little sonic stamp when they appeared. And then we ended up doing, I think, 15 days of sessions, 8 hours a day, you know, a little break for like, you know, order some food in, have some espressos over and over, nonstop.
A lot of times, Alan and Alessandro would start something, either sometimes with just a sequenced pulse, right? Just, you know, and that would set the mood and the tempo. And then, I mean, honestly, it just all sounded so incredible. Sometimes I would just be hanging out listening, you know, and they're like, I would go overdub after, you know, and sometimes we would all play together. And then Alan, you know, would be playing bass or guitar, but feeding it, like he said, through the modular synthesis system where Alessandro's actually manipulating with effects our organic instruments. Same thing with the drums and percussion.
I had like stereo amps, each one with their own guitar effects. The guitar was also feeding into a guitar synth, and it was also feeding into like a MIDI converter, which was also playing like a thing. And then I had a little tiny keyboard. So as I was performing, it was basically like there was all these things happening, not to mention what Norm was up to and Alessandro with all this cool stuff, you know?
Yeah, there was six stereo guitar tracks that for any give and take, the engineer would maybe mute the samples, or, you know, so he could layer all kinds of stuff. It was really
actually, yeah, that's why it sounded so massive when it was just the three of us. It really sounded like, you know, a lot more people.
So, you know, yeah,
it's all happening. It's not the traditional way of like sitting there and having to map out the dramatic arc with the music and then overdubbing and syncing exactly the picture. They're really more the correct atmospheres for the visuals and the environment and the dramatic thing that's happening at the moment.
Does that work better because it's a video game, so you have to write music for like interactions and for moods more than for narrative?
I mean, I think it's all combined. It's very related to, we're both also recording artists and musicians and rock music and producers and whatever. But this is very similar to like an improvisational setting, like a jazz setting or like a free improv setting or something. I think one of the seeds of all this idea was the Jim Jarmusch and Dead Man with Neil Young just watching and playing his guitar. So the fact that reacting, you know. So we are, in a sense, we're being guided by Neil Justin from Ubisoft, but also, you know, we already have such a great relationship and understanding and chemistry, all of us together. First of all, it's extremely fun and amazing. And so there's a lot of trust there, and then the guidance comes. So we're free to just literally be in the moment, react to what's happening. Like if you have got this big screen in front of you and you're so going through the forest and this, you know, you're in danger and you're bleeding in and all this other stuff. And so it's almost like you're listening, you're hearing the soundtrack, even though you're actually like performing it. You know what I mean? You're reacting without thinking, which I think gives the music a very connected emotional impact, you know.
So for Wildlands, you had Bolivia as a kind of touch point, the instrumentation and some of the rhythms. What was the inspiration for Breakpoint, where the setting is, although inspired by the South Pacific Islands, it's also a fictional place?
Yeah, fictional place, but it definitely had, like, we experimented with, like, a bull roarer and you know, conch shell, and that the conch shell sound, which would be, you know, some traditional things you would hear on an island somewhere, you know. And obviously the organic wood, the sounds of wood, the sounds of air. So that led to kind of some of the brass elements. And then obviously the damaged electronic, analog synthesis kind of sounds, which...
deconstructed, just, you know, menacing, you know.
Exactly. It was all about, you know, danger, menacing, and like, yeah.
Well, in this game, I mean, the ghosts are facing their kind of meanest enemy yet, because it's an ex-ghost. And the universe, yeah, is totally there's a lot more like anxiety in the atmosphere. So how are you able to translate that into the music?
I mean, I think the sonic palette in terms of the damaged, deconstructed, glitchy sounds, uncomfortable tonalities, you know, a lot of dissonance, pulses, which would make like an accelerated heartbeat, you know, the kind of confusion that you would get when you're in an anxious situation in a fight or flight, where you're overwhelmed, you know. So a lot of those kind of like sounds, you know, things that are coming at you, like swarming sounds, just the sound of, you know, the sound of being scared out of your mind and hoping you don't die any second, you know.
And then we also took, I had a pedal board built for my vintage drum machine that just, you know, really just mangled and distorted and whatever we wanted. And sometimes, I was playing on the Roland pad or just playing the old Oberheim drum machine along with them, you know, and just going for, I mean, we just went for as many different, you know.
I like a wine box bass, like, you know, made out of a wine box and then bowing that, you know, to get this kind of creepy sound, which was then being manipulated by Alessandro. We just had all these things. It was amazing.
Even just hands on the skin of a drum, amplified, real slow. We just, whatever. We just, you know, just came up with, yeah, just, you know, utilizing the, and it was all recorded in my studio, which is in a home, but there's also, you know, there's things in the house. It was like, hey, let's make that sound, you know?
Norm has this file cabinet, which when you hit it with mallets, makes this incredible noise.
Yeah.
That is somewhere like, it maybe
old, like what, 30 drawer, maybe metal vintage filing cabinet that,
something that would have been in Terry Gilliam's Brazil and then one of the offices.
Yeah. And we were just, I don't know what brought it on, but years ago I needed something for a record and I took everything off of it and I ended up using it. And I just suggested it and Manu and Gislan just loved it. And we went back and we just did all kinds of, you know, even with my hands, with mallets.
You know, it's funny because obviously when we're in the moment, you know, all this stuff is coming and it was so interesting to listen to it back because, there would be like some roughs made of the day's recording, you know. And I would go home and, you know, chill out. And even though we just spent all day recording and playing music, I would listen to it. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. I had no recollection of any of it.
I don't remember
playing that thing. I don't remember Norm playing that thing. I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, we were fans of the music we did
exactly.
When Manu gave, you know, he sent a session of all the refs.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow, this, you know, like it just went by. So it was also in the moment that when we... Yeah, well, you know, there was, I mean, literally, like, I think the first week was, what, 15 hours or something? We composed so much.
Yeah, there was just hours and hours and hours of music, which is all really cool. And obviously, since then and before then, there was some very specific tasks at hand. Like, I just did the music for, like, a cinematic piece, which is, like, 3-4 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I also did some, you know, it's supposed to be a secret yet, but it's a little bit of improvised, like, you know, the way you would sit in a campfire and somebody grabs an instrument and just kind of like sitting around and playing it. For that kind of stuff, it's a little bit different muscle. You know, obviously, you know, this needs to happen right here and this needs to happen like this and then develop like this. And then there's a lot more going back and forth and focusing on it. But, you know, I don't think it would be possible to achieve that many hours of music in that old way of doing things because it would take years.
Do you have a piece of music that you're particularly proud of in the soundtrack, or a piece that brings back some fond memories, or, you know, something that you're really excited for players to discover?
I think it's really the entirety of it, because, well, you know, interspersed inside it, there's certain thematic things that we revisit all the time. It really holds up as a great music just to listen to. And obviously it's enhanced when it's contextual with the visuals.
Norm, is there a particular piece or segment that you like?
You know, the combat stuff is really fun because it's just like, you know, you've got a lot of polyrhythmic, really big tom-tom things with a lot of metal sounds around.
So I managed to catch up with you guys at E3. This is your first time, I think, attending E3. So what's your impression of also being here? And obviously, I mean, E3 is all about trailers and releases. And you said so, like, doing the music for the trailers and having players, like, listen for the first time to that music. What is that like for you guys?
Well, I mean, the energy, it was immediate, because obviously the exposure that I've had to these kind of events is NAMM, which is the one for musicians. Or, you know, this is much more a little more open, more space.
Much more graceful.
it's really cool. And, you know, I obviously I've been quite busy, but I have a long history of playing video games, and I love it's catching my eye a lot of, you know, we're just watching a bit of the presentation too, and it's just incredible. No, it's really cool, and a lot of great, you know, the energy here, and it's trippy, man. I'm having a great time.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time. Enjoy E3. Enjoy being here and seeing all the players trying out the game. And I really look forward to hearing more of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Enjoy, everybody.
That's all for this episode. I'm Charles Adam Foster Samard. This episode was edited by Manu Beche. For more from Game Makers, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.